Southern Quest by Anil Gupta and Richard Pinto.
In the golden time, in the kingdom of Belerond, in the land of Lower Earth, came there word that the evil Lord Darkness had returned from the void. And it was said the sacred sword of Asnagar was once more abroad in the land. And so, the courageous band of questers did again set forth to seek out the sword and place it in the hands of the Chosen One. And they would search high and low, and near and far, knowing only that wherever it was, it would certainly be in the last place they looked.
My fellow questers, I fear that taking the rickety rope bridge across the bottom of this ravine may have been a mistake.
Do you think?
I don't think the ropes are going to hold out much longer.
So we're all going to die. Again. Well done, Vidar. Good work.
I don't think leading us to our certain doom can be considered good work, Sam.
Yeah, I know that, Amos. I'm being facetious.
Oh, right. Sorry. We dogs don't really do irony.
What is this facetious of which you speak? We have no such word here in Lower Earth.
Actually, we do have that word, my lord. It means inappropriately frivolous.
Ah, I see.
Shall I add it to your list of new words?
Yes, yes, please, Dean.
Along with inappropriate and frivolous?
If you would. Now, I have heard tell that the sword of Asnagar, which we seek, is once more abroad in the land.
All we have to do now is cross the impassable mountain range, enter the valley guarded by the deadly winged serpents of Karnak, and the sword is ours.
Hurrah!
Yes, yeah, great. Except for the impassable mountains, the deadly winged serpents, and the fact we're about to plunge to our deaths!
Hey, Sam, you always see the worst in every situation.
It's just there's so many things I'm going to miss out on. I'll never get to travel the world, write my play, perfect that cure for halitosis I was working on. Plus, me and you will never...
What?
Well, I sort of hoped.
Sam, I am a warrior princess sworn to celibacy.
You were engaged to Vidar once.
That's pretty much the same thing.
Oh, ahoy on the bridge!
Hello, who's this?
Hold on! I'm going to throw you a rope.
Whoever he is, he's got guts!
And lovely long hair.
And fantastic muscle definition.
Jump to safety! I can't hold it much longer!
A thousand thanks, noble warrior! You have saved our lives!
You are fantastic!
Think nothing of it, my lady. I rescue people all the time.
And by what name should we know our savior?
I am Beorthnoth, the Brave.
Hail Beorthnoth! I am Vidar, third son of Ostermund, Thane of Scanacy. What do you do when you're not rescuing people?
I slay deadly winged serpents.
Well, that's a bit of luck.
Hi, everyone. I'm home. Hello. Grinch, where is everybody?
My lord. Hi. I'm overjoyed to welcome you back after your journey to another dimension far across the universe in space and time. I prostrate myself before your huge...
Yeah, never mind about all that. Just pop the kettle on, will you?
Of course. And biscuits, lord?
Yeah, I think we can stretch the biscuits, yes. I have been to an alternate universe and back.
Bourbon, your evilness?
Yeah, let's not overdo it, eh? So why aren't my minions here to greet me with the traditional three cheers and multiple self-sacrifices?
I don't know. Your great bigness, perhaps they popped out for something.
What, the whole infernal host? All 10,000 of them?
Yes.
What have you done with them, creature?
Oh, now I remember. I gave them the week off.
What for?
Yes, they looked a bit peaky.
They're the pestilential undead slaves of foulness.
I thought it might be flu.
Yeah, and what's all this mess? Empty flagons of mead, yes. Cockroach shells trodden into the car. But what's been going on here?
Nothing, oh, scary one, nothing at all.
Creature, were you by any chance not expecting me back yet?
Oh, no, lord. Of course I was.
So you didn't take advantage of my absence by partying all night on mead and roasted cockroaches with the infernal horde?
Should I get the hot pokers, lord?
No, there's no time for that, I say. The sword of Asnagar is once more abroad in the land, creature. We must get to it before Vidar and his pesky questers do.
Are you sure you wouldn't like a little lie down first, lord? You're looking rather tired.
The ultimate struggle between good and evil waits for no one, creature. Not even... What do you mean, tired?
Oh, you know, just a bit saggy in the face, huh? Dark rings around the eyes, that kind of thing.
Oh, well, must be all that travelling across dimensions. I never sleep well when I do that.
Yes, that'll be it.
Oh, and also it may have caused me to become mortal.
What?
When I fell through the portal, I not only lost the sword of Asnagar, I also lost my immortality.
You mean you're going to die?
Eventually, yes.
Are you sure you don't want bourbons?
Well, go on, then.
And that is why you never see any baby pigeons.
Amazing, Beelzebub. You see, Vidar, this is the guy we should have had with us all along. Serpent slayer, good with bridges, knows interesting pigeon facts. We'll get the sword and be home before tea.
It really is jolly decent of you to help us out like this.
I'm sure you were doing very well without me.
What, with Vidar as leader? You're joking.
We are not such terrible warriors, Bjorfnoth. I myself am an Amazon princess, more deadly in combat than any man.
And you are far more beautiful than I had ever imagined.
Stop it.
Your fame spreads before you like a forest fire. All the land speaks of the questers and their leader, Vidar, the wise and judicious.
See, Sam, to most people, Vidar's thought of as wise.
Yes, and delicious.
Careful, stranger. We will not be seduced by honeyed words and flummery.
So what about me? Do they say anything about me?
They do indeed. Dean, the highest and mightiest of the dwarves.
Oh, high and mighty. Oh, how about that?
Yeah, they probably just mean the smell.
I must say, it would be handy to have Beorthnoth with us to help take on the serpents.
What do you say, Beorthnoth? Can you spare the time to help us out?
I am sworn to aid anyone who seeks the path of righteousness, for I have a very pure heart and extremely brown eyes.
Top man. And I love your double-headed spear as well. That's very World of Warcraft.
Come, we must hurry. The first winged serpents will soon be upon us. I must be ready to fight them.
You mean we must be ready?
No, Sam. I always fight alone.
Isn't it great?
Crate! Crate! Where are you?
Coming, Lord. I brought the to-do list. We've got a lot to catch up on.
Yeah, never mind the list. Something terrible has happened.
I know, Lord. You travelled back from another dimension and now you're no longer immortal.
No, no, not that. That's just something else entirely. Look, here, on my head.
Hm? Lord?
What do you see?
Your hair, Lord.
Yes, and...
I'm not sure, I...
Gaps, Screech, gaps. Here and here at the front and there on the bloody top. My once lustrous mane is thinning.
Right. Now, is that it, or can we get started on the list?
No, that's not it. There's more, Crease. This morning when I awoke, my limbs were afflicted with a terrible stiffness. I could barely raise myself from my bed.
I see.
And my eyes, they grow weak. I can scarcely make out the names on the death warrants. And even when I can read them, I can't remember who they are. Clearly, I am the victim of a vile and malignant spell. Have we upset any sorcerers recently?
I don't think it's a spell, Lord.
Really? Well, what then? A disease? Some kind of dreadful wasting sickness. I'd better caught it from you.
It's not a disease either. Huh? You're just, you know, getting on a bit.
What do you mean?
Well, how old are you now?
Well, I don't know. 14.
1,000 years old, yes, at least. Actually, probably more like 46,000. Maybe even 47.
Yeah, all right. I'm in the 40s. Let's leave it at that, shall we? What's your point?
It's just that you're mortal now.
So?
Well, you do understand what being mortal means, oh maleficent one?
Well, of course I understand, Creech. You know, I'm not a... what's the word?
Imbecile.
Imbecile, exactly, yes, yes. No, where once I was immortal and would exist as I am for all eternity, now at some unspecified point in the future I shall cease to be.
Yes, but not just that, Lord.
What?
You are now vulnerable to the ravages of time. Your body and mind are aging.
You mean all these things are going to get worse? That's what I've got to look forward to? Are my faculties degenerating further and further until finally everything just packs up altogether?
That's about the size of it, Lord, but don't worry, it's quite normal.
It might be normal to you, Creech, but it most certainly isn't normal to me. Well, I'm not just going to sit here and wait while my skin turns to paper and crumbles to dust. I am the Dark Lord of the Shadows. I'm going to fight this, Creech.
Yes,
fight it. I shall beat death if it's the last thing I do. Yes. All right. You can go.
Very good, Lord.
Yes. Oh, and shut the door on the way out, will you? There's a terrible draught in here. So there I was, surrounded by the wolfmen of Erebor, my sword out of reach, my spear broken, utterly defenseless.
Hang on, what about your shield?
His shield was burnt to ashes by the fire-breathing lions of Numenor. Weren't you listening?
Yes, keep up, Sam.
Sorry.
So what did I do? I took off my trousers and made a noose out of them, strangling two wolf men at a time with the well-stitched and normally bulging leather.
It does bulge. I noticed earlier.
Great tale-telling, Bjorthnoth.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, very good. Very good. I was in a tight spot myself. So.
Yeah, that's very good, Sam. Well, I think I'll turn in.
Right, okay.
I must sleep, for tomorrow we must push on to the top of the mountain before I fight the serpents and get the sword of Asnagar, obviously.
Yes, perhaps we should all turn in.
Yeah? Good idea.
Aye. Come, Bjorthnoth, will you join us in the boys' tent?
Actually, it's a bit crowded in there. I think I'll sleep in with Penthis alone.
there.
What?
If you don't mind, of course, Princess.
No, that's fine. Plenty of room. No need for him to sleep outside in the cold.
I suppose.
Aye, aye.
What?
See what's going on there?
I don't know what you mean.
Two young, attractive people, loads in common, thrown together by fate. I think he'll be mounting her any minute.
You don't understand. Penthesilea is a warrior princess.
Then she'll be mounting him.
She's a chaste warrior princess, and he's a brave warrior of pure heart. There's nothing going on between them.
Okay.
Honestly, Amos, you're so naive. It's all perfectly innocent. Probably telling her another tale of derring do. Yeah, a funny one this time.
Ooh.
And also a little bit scary.
Oh, come on, creeps. There must be a remedy in here somewhere. If we don't find something soon, I will wither and shrivel to an evil husk of dried skin and bone.
So some sort of moisturising balm might be in order. Well, how about this? It's made from grapeseed oil and contains essence of tea tree, newt's blood and pro-yum-yum 359. Whatever that is.
It's pure nonsense, Creech. That's what that is. A sop for the gullible and weak-minded.
Sorry, Lord, I'll throw it away.
Well, there's no harm in trying it, I suppose.
Yes, Lord, let's just hope the aging process doesn't affect you too much before you can find the secret to regaining immortality.
Yes. I only hope the aging process doesn't affect me too much before I can find the secret to regaining immortality.
Oh, dear. Maybe we should try the big book of evil. That covers most things.
Why do the monks have to make them with such tiny writing? I can make out the first letter on every page, but after that it's sort of a blur, really.
Perhaps if you had some kind of magnifying lenses, Lord. Mm. Maybe on a chain around your neck so you wouldn't lose...
Never!
Hang on! What about this?
What's that?
The snow violet. Yeah. Mountain flower which can be used to restore immortality lost during transition from one universe to another.
Oh, that sounds promising, doesn't it?
So juice from the petals, blah, 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 blah. It grows at the top of the Rock of Distraction.
Quick, Creech. We've not got a moment to lose.
Yes.
Every second lost now brings my death even closer. I can feel my very flesh shriveling as we speak.
Yes, Lord.
Gather the hordes. We ride at dawn.
Won't you want to have your prunes and bran first thing? Because you haven't been very regular since.
Yeah. Okay, quarter past dawn.
Good morning, all.
Morning.
Morning. Isn't it a beautiful day?
Yeah, lovely. Sleep well?
Oh, yes. Well, eventually.
Wonder why that was.
Shut up. Something keeping you awake?
No, it's just I was so exhausted.
Yeah, me too.
But in an amazing way that made me feel breathless and wonderful and tingly.
No, you're right, Sam. There's nothing going on there.
Today, we must climb up to the summit of the Rock of Distraction. But first, I'm going to shower naked in the icy waterfall. Care to join me, Sam?
No, I've already had a flannel bath.
Then I shall bathe alone.
Mate, come and join you in a bit.
The more the merrier!
Look, I've been thinking about the whole Beorthnoth situation. How do we know this guy's for real? Maybe we shouldn't trust him so much.
What are you talking about?
Beorthnoth? He's a super chap.
Yeah, he's great.
Lovely.
Did you just say lovely?
No.
But are we absolutely sure? I mean, I don't like him. There's something about him doesn't smell right.
Well, no, you're wrong there, Sam. I've had a good sniff of his bottom and his reproductive organs, and everything's tickety-boo.
And that's conclusive, is it?
I've double-checked.
He could be leading us into danger.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
I think the human's jealous.
What? Jealous? Me? That is a lot. What?
No, I don't think he is, Dean.
Look, I wasn't going to say anything, but I went through his things last night.
Sam!
You can't go rummaging through a man's privates without permission. Well,
and what did you find?
Well, there were these flowers.
Right. Not enormously evil, I have to say.
Yes, but what if they're magic in a bad way?
Interesting idea.
I think the human's losing it.
I return refreshed and with strikingly erect nipples. Beorthnoth, I fear Sam has made some serious allegations against you.
I see. Then I will happily answer any questions you have.
He says you may be evil.
Does he?
Well, you see, I...
He thinks you're planning to betray us.
I didn't say that.
Because you've been collecting flowers.
Well, obviously, when you put it like
that... No, it's all right. It's true that I am seeking to find a special flower. It is called the Snow Violet, and it does have magic properties.
See?
But it is for my dear, dear mother, who lies on her sickbed, barely clinging to life. Her only hope, the magical power this little plant brings.
Oh, right. Well, that's all right, then.
I hope you're happy, Sam.
I am sorry, Beorthnoth. Sam has brought shame on us all.
No, it's fine. I understand. Sometimes when a man is confronted by a stranger, it is easy to fall prey to suspicions and evil thoughts, especially when that stranger has shiny hair and rock-hard buttocks. We should probably just shake hands and forget about it.
That's very good of you.
If it wasn't for the Questor's Code of Honor.
What?
Beorthnoth is right. The code demands that you cannot both remain on the quest.
Why not? When a Questor's honor is questioned by another Questor, then the Questors must choose between the questioning Questor and the Questor in question. For the question, one of you has to go.
But we just made up. It's okay now.
Rules are rules, Sam.
Aye, we will hear from both sides and then choose between them. The winner gets to remain in the Brotherhood.
And the loser?
You will be stripped of your insignia and banished from the group forever. Or he will.
Whoever loses.
Order! Order!
Don't you think you're taking this a bit seriously?
I'm the chosen one, Sam. I have certain standards to live up to. I'm a warrior, a quester, and now I'm a judge.
And until very recently, you cleaned your bottom with your own tongue.
Order! Order! The Fellowship will now choose between Sam and Beorthnoth. I call the first quester.
Lord Vida, the thrusting and dynamic. Oh, hang on, that's me. Sorry. What's the question?
Who do you like best, him or me?
It is a tricky one.
Oh, come on, it can't be that hard, even for an idiot like you.
I choose Beorthnoth. Thank you, Lord Vida.
Oh, hang on.
Right, so that's one for Beorthnoth. Next!
Dean, the tallest of all the dwarves.
Not him!
And what's wrong with me?
You don't like me.
Listen, this decision demands the most serious consideration. And I swear, by my granny's eyebrow, that I shall be as balanced and impartial as possible.
Okay, fair enough.
Ask me the question.
Very well. Who do you...
Next!
Queen Thessalia, the most beautiful of all warriors.
I'd rather not, if you don't mind.
What? You have to!
Please, Sam, don't make me choose.
But I thought you liked me.
I do. It's just...
Just what?
Oh, Beorthnoth is so... With the muscles and the hair, and he's charming and thoughtful, and you're not.
But we have a connection. We have a special thing between us, a romantic thing.
I don't think we do.
Well, what about that time at the Oasis? We ate dinner together by candlelight.
I don't remember.
Yes, you do. The sun was setting in the fiery orange glow behind the mountains of eternity.
Right.
And we held hands and watched as a beautiful fawn came and drank from the pool in front of us.
Oh, yes.
Doesn't that mean anything to you?
No.
I can't believe this! Amos, surely you're still my friend.
Of course, Sam. We're best friends. Always will be.
Thank you.
But I'm the judge, so I have to remain impartial, which means it's 3 votes to none in favour of Beorthnoth!
Hurrah!
Samuel Porter, you have been tested by the Questor's Court and found wanting. Therefore, by the Elven Code of Honour, you must leave our group, never to return. Goodbye, Sam. I am sorry to see you go. Although Beorthnoth is much nicer than you.
I don't want Sam to go. It's making me go all droopy-eared.
Wait! Never let it be said that Beorthnoth is not magnanimous in victory. Let us give Sam a chance to redeem himself. He and I will go on alone to the summit. Come, Sam. You and I shall fight the deadly winged serpents together.
Oh, you don't deserve him. You really don't.
Farewell!
Farewell!
And Penthesilea, fierce warrior princess, I leave you with one final chaste kiss.
Yeah. Farewell!
Yeah, bye, Sam.
Well, don't I get a kiss? I meant from her.
Oh, sorry.
This way, Lord.
Righto. Do you think we could just slow down a little bit? I don't seem to be able to walk as fast as I used to.
Sorry, Lord. We are barely moving, though.
I don't know. You young people, always in a hurry.
Oh,
careful.
What is it?
You're too near the edge.
No, I'm not.
Well, get back. If you could fall. These mountain roads are treacherous, you know. Honestly, they should put signs up or something. I might have to write to somebody about it.
Yes, it's a wish, oh fretful one. Oh,
perhaps we should turn back now, eh? We don't want to be travelling at night. And the traffic can build up later. Get those huge four oxen container carts on the roads. They scare me now. They never seem to check what's behind them, you know.
I think perhaps the ageing is accelerating.
Do you think we could just slow down a little bit?
We need to find that snow violet as soon as possible. Oh, look, Lord, on the road ahead.
What's that?
Who's that?
Careful, Richard.
It's one of the questers, isn't it? Hello!
Well, don't call to him. He's probably armed to the teeth and... Oh, no, you're quite right. Look, it's that nice young chap. What's his name again? Yoo-hoo!
Who's that?
It's I, Lord Darkness, Prince of Evil and blackest sorcerer in all Lower Earth.
Oh, right. Yes. You're back from the void, then, are you?
Yes, indeed. Terribly sorry, but I've forgotten your name.
Sam.
Sam, that's it. What a lovely name. How nice to see you. As an extraordinary creature, we come to these far-off places, and yet we always bump into someone we know.
Yes.
But listen to me droning on. What are you doing all the way up here? Are you having fun, are you?
Well, it's a long story, but basically I'm looking for some flower with a great big ponce. He's gone on ahead.
I see, yes. Anyone I know?
Well, I doubt it. He's a right goody-goody.
Sam, have you found the snow violet yet? It must be...
Well, well, well. If it isn't by Orthnoth, eh? Long time no see.
Hello, darkness. Fancy seeing you here.
Do you two know each other?
Do we two know each other? Me and Beorthnoth. Yes, we do.
More stew, anyone?
Oh, not for me.
Oh, I feel a bit bad about Sam. Mm.
Ah, it's his own stupid fault.
I suppose.
Look, Beorthnoth has left his bag behind.
Perhaps we should see what's in it, in case there's something he might need.
Let me look. I know how to handle another man's sack.
Well, what's in there?
Any biscuits? Oh, no, just the scroll.
It's about the snow violet. Juice of the petals, blah, 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 by the rivers of Belerum.
What is it, Princess?
If you're stuck on a long word, just try spelling it out.
According to this, the flower's magical properties can bestow immortality, but only upon creatures from the dark side, and only if gathered by a mortal with a pure heart.
Right. So...
Oh, don't you see? The flower's magic only works on creatures from the dark side. That means Beorthnoth must be... evil.
So Sam was right all along.
Oh, he's gonna laugh when we tell him.
Don't that... Once Beorthnoth has got the flower, he'll no need Sam hanging around.
Very good point, Dean. What do you think we should do?
Come on!
So, you're with old Beorthnoth, are you, eh? Old Beorthnoth the bastard.
You mean Beorthnoth the brave?
I'm afraid not, Sam. You were right. I am evil.
What?
Yes, he's evil, all right. He and I go way back, don't we, Crink?
Oh, yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, Beorthnoth here did his apprenticeship with us back in the old days, didn't
he? Yeah.
You remember the old days, Crink?
Yeah.
You could leave your door open all day and nobody would take a bath. Lovely times, weren't they? Anybody want a toffee?
Enough of this! Sam, I need you to pick this flower for me, for then I can kill you and become immortal.
Right, okay, sorry, did you just say kill me?
Yes! You see, Sam, the snow violet isn't for my sick mother at all. It's for me. Once you pick the flower and I drink the petal juice, I shall attain immortality. Then I, Beorthnoth, will capture the Chosen One, find the Sword of Asnagar, and rule over the kingdom of Lower Earth with an iron rod of blackness for a millennium.
Sorry, I think you'll find that sort of my thing, actually.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We can't have two immortal evil rulers, can we?
Ah, but Lord Darkness isn't immortal anymore. That's why we've had to...
Well, that is interesting.
Yeah, well done, Creech.
Sorry, Lord.
Yeah. In that case...
What are you doing?
Killing you.
Take your hands off him.
Stay back or I'll snap his neck like a twig.
Creech. Yes, Lord.
We really need to find the loo soon.
Wait, stop.
We've learned the truth about Beorthnoth. He is Northwoth. He's not what he claims to be.
Yeah, we worked that out.
Oh, this is all my fault, Lord. If only I hadn't told you about the snow violet and... Oh, look, there it is.
What, this little thing? This is what all the fuss is about.
The snow violet! Give it to me!
Don't do it, Sam. He's evil.
Oh, you've changed your tune. What happened to old Beorthnoth? You're so handsome. Let me stroke your chest.
Just give him the flower, will you?
Oh, and have him kill me straight after. Not likely.
Very well, and I shall kill you first. Ah! Whoa! Who did that?
Darkness, you killed him!
Yes,
The floppy-haired upstart. I am still the Lord Darkness, Prince of Evil, and purveyor of nastiness. At least, for the next minute or so.
Lord, are you all right? Put your head in my lap.
Light grows dim, creature. Is it night already?
Hang on, Lord. Hang on. Please, human. The snow violet.
Well, I suppose he did save my life.
Sam!
I know, but look at his little face.
Here, Lord, drink this.
That's got a bit of a kick, hasn't it?
Does this mean...
Yes! It's immortality, O most rotten of rotters! The gift of eternal life! What was lost is found! What was yielded has been won back! What was squashed is... unsquashed!
But I've still got grey hair, and a bad back, and short-sightedness, an ultra-sensitivity to drafts and dampness.
Oh, dear.
Come on, we're going to go back to Castle Darkness, but soon I will return to wreak destruction on that quest.
I'll see your cook.
Yes.
Well, I think we've all learned something here today.
We certainly have.
Yep.
What is it, do you think?
We should be more loyal to our true friends.
And never trust a man with a ponytail.
Hey! Onward, questers, to the Sword of Asnagar!